You can't have a crooked cop doing the investigation. You just can't. It's one more thing.
Armstrong and Getty.
One more thing.
Before we get to that, as a parent, I was, this caught my eye. YouTube launches settings for kids under 13. That's something we have trouble with on YouTube because my kids want to do things on YouTube, but there's a lot of stuff on YouTube you don't want your kids to see. A lot of stuff. And they do have a kids YouTube network, but it's for pretty small kids. And my almost 11-year-old and 9-year-old, it's just too little kid for them. So, like, I often have to, like, find what they want to watch on YouTube and then, you know, hand them the iPad or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the way YouTube is. Well, they got a new setting now for kids under the age of 13. So it's slightly older kids. And in theory, it'll do a good job of filtering out stuff. Now, there are those, they should be put in prison malcontents who try to get troubling things on YouTube past the censors, masquerading as kid stuff. It's really weird.
Yeah, like, they do like the first 40 seconds is legitimate kids content, then it switches to something terrible.
Yeah, like that Momo character that horrifies my kids. But anyway, yeah. So they got a new setting for YouTube. Goes up to age
13. I know practically nothing about the wilds of YouTube. I mean, I see the stuff I'm looking for, which is generally, you know, newsy or music or whatever.
Yeah, and you wouldn't notice because you're a grown-up and, you know, you surf the news. But I notice because often my kids are there, and you can be searching for something, and under the suggested videos, it might have some of the news of the day, beheading in India, you know, whatever.
Ugh.
Right there next to a video game guy. It's not good.
Yeah. Yeah.
One other thing I was going to mention, just because I saw this, Dunkin' Donut kicks off spring with new menu items. They now have avocado toast at Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, good.
And a blueberry matcha latte. Okay, I need that, I'm sure.
I'm the last guy to be into the hip food of the moment, but I think I've made this clear. Judy and I really like avocado toast.
Oh, it's delicious.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
Just don't tell anybody you're eating it. Nobody cares.
It's like being the gluten-free thing. You want to be gluten-free, it's healthy for you, fine. Just don't announce it to the world, all right? Just do
it. Right. Don't proselytize. Just eat. Shut up and eat.
Shut up and eat.
So you probably heard about this. Nancy Pelosi chose retired Army Lieutenant General Russell Honoré to lead the investigation in the security of the U.S. Capitol. The problem is he kind of hates conservatives, and he's just a flaming ideologue and a bomb chucker and the rest of it. Really an interesting guy. Why don't we go ahead with clip 60? This is from Special Report with Brett Baer.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's choice to lead a review of the Capitol's security systems following last month's riot is ruffling some feathers tonight. Retired Army Lieutenant General Russell Honoré says he has never seen so much incompetence. He says Capitol Hill security leadership is, quote, either that stupid or ignorant or complicit.
Wow.
Republicans are calling the general an extreme partisan who has no business leading a security review.
Thanks for those options.
He has a habit of calling people pieces of S. I guess I can swear on the podcast.
He
I don't
actually,
want to.
Like, in verbalizes it or tweets it?
Well, he tweets it, yeah. Like, he's talking about Josh Hawley. This little piece of shit with his Yale law degree should be run out of D.C. and disbarred ASAP. He wrote in a post that now appears to be deleted. Let's hear some other things he said. Clip 61.
By a percentage, 30 to 40%. Of the line officers are Trumpsters.
Yes. There you go.
All right. I got it.
That's the fact, Jack.
All right, in 62.
There was some complicit actions at the Capitol Police. A police chief has been fired, but now we need to look at a special investigation. Was he complicit? Along with the sergeant of arms in the House and the Senate. It gives appearance of complicity. They complied because they might have thought 45 was coming to the Capitol, and they gave way to the protesters who easily breached the Capitol. This is a crying damn shame.
So he certainly sounds like he's going into it with a point of view before he's started the gathering the facts.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's announced the conclusion before even gathering the facts. The cops were complicit. There are a certain percentage who are Trumpsters. There are a certain percentage who are Biden voters. That doesn't mean they necessarily did the right thing or the wrong thing. This guy's wildly biased.
You know what's interesting in the whole Capitol thing is how long are they going to keep razor wire and walls around the Capitol?
And yeah, I've been following this.
I mean, how long is
that
going to last?
There are a lot of congressmen who are saying, you got to cut it out.
It's already been quite a while. How long is he going to be there?
In the face of no specific threat. It's
right.
Just an armed camp now.
Yeah. Well, it's the way it works, generally. Oh, I just saw a picture. The New York Post had that picture of the... Do you remember the story of the sea penis?
The what?
Some sort of worm or fish that really looks like a penis. I think we talked about this a couple of years ago.
Yeah, yeah, the penis fish.
They call it a sea penis.
Yes,
S-E-A.
I don't.
S-E-A. You don't?
Yeah. Call it by its proper Latin name.
What do you call it? The governor? You got a name for it? A cute name for it? Or?
No. I'll go with the scientific taxonomy. None of this ridiculous penis nickname garbage.
Anyway, those are all my nuggets.
Well, I guess that's it.